Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Just because I don't get hard with your sister don't mean I'm not going to cheat.
What are you doing if your girl's got a work husband?
Shooting him.
Anyways, can I talk about a finger mic? Dude, I always think about like every morning my body just gets just a Niagara Falls amount of liquids. And it's like, what's happening? Every morning I wake up and I take like so much coffee, so much water,
yep.
And then I'll chase it down with like electrolytes, alpha brain mixtures, and my body's just, my stomach's going, like, it's so much at once.
It's also like the body's been chilling for, eight hours, 7 hours.
Cocky
and then
with liquids.
Yeah, and then it's just cummed in the fucking belly. It's like too full.
What?
Flintstone vitamins?
Those are so good, were they?
What?
Flintstone vitamins?
I never had them.
What?
I was very poor growing up.
What?
They were poor. That wasn't like a high-end like.
Well, that's how poor I was. Dude, my mom was a single mom. My dad fucking left. Mom was a single mom taking fucking three kids to private school. Didn't need to do that.
Okay, well, let's go back. You were a poor kid growing up, but you were going to private school.
But that's why I was poor. She spent all the money for me to go to private school.
Was it worth it?
Look at what I'm doing for a living.
Sucks toe.
Are you kidding me? I deep throw feet on fucking every Tuesday. You think this
isn't
is going
that
good?
Funny? You went to private school, but you grew up poor. You're like, Mom, how about we go to public school, and now we can get Tostitos every once in a while?
Yeah, but I was a nightmare in private school. If I went to public school as me,
you'd be dead.
I would be dead.
You'd be dead.
100%. I would have shot up a Blockbuster.
The last one, finally gone.
Thank God.
Finally gone.
Who gives a shit?
The last one is in like Oregon.
They used to fuck me in the ass. They used to fuck me in the ass.
How? Them?
Yeah, dude. You forgot.
Late return?
My mom would forget. Exactly. Forget like one fucking DVD and they're like, oh, cool.
Dude, Blockbuster,
you own it now.
Yeah, but a Blockbuster, I was in Bend, Oregon. Who gives a shit?
Bend, Oregon.
Because the problem is people wouldn't go there to buy anything. They'd go there to take a selfie and leave. The world is just selfies. Nothing else matters. Can I take a selfie in front of it? Pa-ching. Goodbye.
No one, have you been to a concert recently? No one uses their eyes.
Yeah.
Just go sit at home.
Have you ever watched that back?
Never. I think about that all the time. When someone has, I've said this before 100 times, I don't care. When someone fucking has a GoPro and they're walking around Hollywood Boulevard, hey, you fucking idiot. You're an idiot. You're never going to watch that. You're never going to watch that. Dude, I make sex tapes I don't watch.
Why not? Yeah, why? Do you watch those back?
I do. So yeah. Not as much as you think I should, but I do. Dude, nothing better than jerking off to your own fucking sex tape. Because normally, every single porn, you go, you convince yourself that that's you. But if you watch your own sex tape, hey, bitch, that's you.
Right.
That's you. Your own dong. You go, wow, that looks familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, but do you ever critique yourself? Like, you ever watch a stand-up setback? Like, oh, I could have said this. I could have done that.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch that when you're with your own fucking videos?
Yeah. I go too vocal.
You're too vocal?
Yeah, it's just like fucking, give that fuck, oh yeah, good girl. And you're like,
the
all
dialogue
right, dude,
for sex
all
is
right.
So funny.
There is
like,
no
if
dialogue.
If you were to write a script, it'd be like, fuck, oh yeah.
I know Scorsese
fuck,
to write
fuck,
me
yeah,
one.
Oh yeah, get the tail.
Yeah, put that in there. Does it feel good? Yes, it does, Daddy.
Dude, can I talk about this? I had a finger in my ass, and it wasn't from somebody I was hooking up with. So.
Oh, no, I'm going to let him keep going.
Trick or treat. no, I, since I've been going to the doctor a lot recently, just to figure out body stuff,
just to figure out body stuff.
Yeah,
you're an alien.
Dude, what?
Just to figure out body stuff. You're an alien.
I'm an alien. I don't want to get graphic on here. I think I have a fucking brain tumor. I keep diagnosing. Dude, every video on my YouTube right now is like early signs of cancer. Everybody said it was anxiety. It wasn't. I had brain tumor. So I'm trying to make sure that I don't have a fucking brain tumor because I almost felt like I was going to faint on stage every single show for the past couple. These lights are too bright. These lights are going to give me a goddamn brain aneurysm.
Do we think they're too bright?
Yes.
All right.
There's 19 ring lights.
Dude, I wish you guys could see it.
This is a moth's bukkake right here. A moth would go to fucking town on this.
Dude, this is a moth POV porn.
Yes.
Oh my God. If you give a moth one fucking candle,
dude, imagine being a moth's wife, and like you're like, what do I got to do to impress
you?
I shove
a light bulb in my ass.
But like, think about that. Two moths are on a date, right? And then like a light turns on, the moth's like, damn, I can't even focus.
It's literally us with phones. That's the saddest thing ever.
Or big tits.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. It is the phones.
Two phones. Dude, you see a couple on their phones together. It's the saddest thing in the world,
dude. Oh, my God. You're at a dinner table. You're at a date. Two people on their phones.
Yeah.
Ugh. What if they're texting each other, though? We don't think about that.
What if they're playing Battleship?
Yeah.
That was funnier than everyone gave it credit for. Holding phones, playing. I fucking hit everyone on this podcast.
Wait, they're playing a mobile app Battleship?
Yeah. Maybe it was a bad joke. Retroactively, it was a bad joke. All right, sorry. The worst thing ever is, and we're definitely going to get back to what the fuck you just said, because I'm talking about fucking Battleship. You're talking about you finger your own ass. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but.
I didn't finger my own ass.
Well, fuck what I was about to say. Keep going.
No. Go.
The worst thing ever is when I see an older couple on a date on their phone. Like, they're like 70, and they're both on their phones.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. It makes me really sad. It makes me really sad. I just feel like love. They're both unhappy, and they can't get divorced because of the kids, and one of the kids is on crack, so they feel like if they get divorced, the kid will, like, push away from family more.
Isn't it funny that
the guy just sold all his fucking shares at Home Depot. He didn't get the return he wanted. Yeah. His wife is definitely fucking the 24-hour fitness instructor.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy is when people stay together for the kid and then the kid finds out years later, like, you guys stay together for me.
Yeah.
I think you should ask the kid first. Hey, your mother and I are thinking about getting a divorce.
Where are you at?
You want to flip rock, paper, scissors, flip a coin? How do you feel about us together?
Because the thing is, if I'm a kid, what is this?
Home Depot stock's booming.
It's booming.
Why would it not be?
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you fact checking my riff? What the fuck is this shit?
Dude, they're
I'm just fucking joking.
No, dude, in the past year, they're up 43%.
Hold on, they're up 43%? Dude, if I call Merrill Lynch and that fucking idiot doesn't have my full portfolio in Home Depot, I was getting fired.
Wow.
Whoa, 40%?
Go back. Johnson & Johnson up 45%.
We know what party they were at. My joke's wrong. I had a joke that the whole thing was going to plummet. Didn't. Johnson & Johnson also did the vaccine. Where were they at? Go to the Johnson & Johnson stock during the vaccine.
There it is. Yeah. It went from 150 to 120.
Plummet.
Oh, their stock.
You can't make Lysol and vaccines.
Oh,
went
down when they did
sure.
the vaccine?
Yeah, because you...
But they were one of the first. You think that it would...
Oh, you know what? No, that was just when COVID happened, and then they shot right back up.
Oh, but I hear your point, though, because they were the first ones to get the one jab. They should have fucking went up.
It did. It went up that next
Can I ask you this? And I know we're 5 years later on this. Did the government give these companies money to buy the vaccine so then they can implement it? That's what happened. Okay. Yeah. And did we ever pay for vaccines? I didn't get mine. So did we ever pay for... Did you guys pay for your vaccines?
No.
So what's happening?
They printed more money and put that into the government, and then
is this true?
That's why there's inflation. Yeah.
Well, that's why a fucking loaf of bread's $12.
Eggs are, dude. I saw a carton of eggs. It was $10.99. Said this bitch gonna drive my car.
Yeah.
I can put these in the damn gas cap. I don't have a gas cap. My electric car. I forgot what they're called.
Dude, I saw a Tesla at a gas station. I almost was like, what the fuck?
What
are you doing here?
Get out.
If you don't show me that you're getting hot Cheetos. What are you doing here? Getting Lucy's?
Anytime I have to go to a gas station, I always feel like there's somebody going to have that opinion of me. Be like, this dumbass. And I'm like, I'm just getting snacks.
Have you ever tried to just fake it? Try to put gas in anything? No. I saw a video of that, and it's like clearly... I cannot stand when videos are clearly produced.
Dude, there's so many couple accounts that are that.
I
want to
kill myself.
Kill yourself.
No, I'd rather kill myself so I don't fucking watch this anymore.
Watch me
when I make fun of. You have a dash cam, you fucking loser. Both of you guys are horrible actors. I will say some of them are really good actors, so.
Who?
Like, some of the videos I've seen, I'm like, wow, this is like really convincing. What you guys are doing right now?
Have you seen the couple accounts? They always like prank each other.
Yeah, I hope they break up.
But then you go to their account and it's like, oh, every video is them pranking each other. Like, yeah, they're expecting it because it's fake. It's set up. All right, you walk into the living room. I'm going to be sitting there and I'm going to scare you. They run this 12 takes. And what blows my mind is the people watching this don't factor in. They go, you don't think they didn't see a giant ring light, a tripod, and a camera filming your man?
People that aren't in the business, that don't know the ins and outs.
They don't question it.
They don't, but the thing is, the reason, and now I'm on their side, the reason that they're doing this is escapism.
It does well. What?
The people that are watching are just, they want to escape for a second, right?
Yeah.
So, but you don't ever watch Mission Impossible and you're like, fake, fucking fake. So now I'm just against my own point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what side are you on here?
I was on the, here, I'm on both sides. I'm a politician. I was on both sides because I don't like watching them because I know what's happening, but I might be on board with them doing it because a lot of people don't know what's happening.
Well,
so, I want them to have fun.
If I live with somebody who I could always make content with and fuck them, I'm sorry. Is that the dream life scenario?
No, I need a separation of church and state. I need a separation of pussy and business.
You say that now.
Okay.
But if your girl could like clip your stuff or like,
oh, I'm in.
Do something that like what if, okay, hear me out. Your girl
clit my stuff. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I clit.
I said clit. Oh, okay, I said clit cool. My stuff. This is a sex podcast. Go ahead.
Oh, is it really? Fuck. What if your girl did reaction videos to your clips and you're like, babe, come on, what? But they do numbers. You're like, all right, well, I guess that's the thing.
Yep.
I think these couples fake one video where they're like, oh my God, there you are. Confetti everywhere. You scared me.
Yeah.
100 million views on Facebook, and now they're getting money. They're like, yeah, they're going to run this into the ground.
Yes. No, I agree.
Then they're going to be like, do you want to have sex? And they're like, for the camera or what?
Yeah.
What's the prank?
The prank is I came too quick. Well, the prank is I'm fucking your cousin.
God damn.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Goddamn. What am I saying? I'm saying, oh, do you think it started because they did one prank? And like an actual prank and it did crazy good. And then they're like, well, let's keep doing this.
Oh, I think it's that. Or they like did a trend and then it like popped and they're like, oh. Like all it takes is one. And like, this is so fucking stupid. I do feel like this is the most cringe thing I'll ever say. I do think going viral is a drug in a sense where it happens once.
Yeah, it
and sense. You're like, oh, we gotta, how do I do more?
That's why these social media apps exist. That's why TikTok.
It's gambling.
But that's why TikTok was so great in the beginning, is because they let like micro accounts go viral, and then everyone's like, oh fuck, I'm addicted, and they fucking would. Yeah.
It's like casinos. When you go there, they give you like a $50 voucher card, and then you usually, wink wink, hint hint, always hit with one of those on the slot machine.
Yeah.
And then you go back, you're like, I had such good luck the first time I went. Da-dunk, 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 da-dunk.
Yeah. Dude, I did.
And now you're sucking Jason Nash off in the hype house. So what's next?
Head.
Yeah.
I did a casino. Thank you so much for everyone coming up from Philly at Parks Casino. Great place. Anyways, the point is, it was. It's actually really great.
I was trying to fire up Jack for Philly.
Oh, Philly. Sorry.
Trying to fire up the Philly Strays. Did they win this weekend?
Yeah, they won.
What happened there?
I thought baseball. I was with Phillies, and then I went Eagles. That was lifetime CTE right there.
That was crazy. I knew what you were thinking. That was crazy.
It's like, what sport are we in?
Yeah.
All right, kidding.
Anyway, speaking of gambling and casinos, okay. It was the first time that the GM that we were setting up the show, whatever, he looks at me, he goes, so you need to be off at 9:30. I go, yeah, of course. He goes, no. When that clock hits 9:30, you have to be off stage. I go, what is this? And he goes, everyone needs to be in the casino by 9:45 because if you get off at like 9:40, too close to 10 o'clock, they look at their phone and 10 o'clock is the time where everyone goes, let's just go home. But if you get off at like 9:30, and people look at their watches and says 9:30, they go gamble.
Wow.
So do not, like, it was the first time, because I've heard this, I understand the mentality, but it was the first time where, like, it was a big, like, dude from Jersey, big dude from fucking Philly, and I was like, I feel like if I don't get off on 9:30, like, I'm gonna be sleeping with the fishes. It was the first time, like, there was a dude with a full cop behind him, and I'm like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm. So you don't give a fuck about my jokes. I am just marketing for your casino.
Oh, they don't give a bitch fuck.
Yeah.
They're like, here's your check. Shut up and get off stage, clown boy at 9:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
clown boy at 9:30 would be a great band name. Just saying. But so what time is the show at? 8 or 7:30?
8.
Wow. Hour 30? Like tight?
Tight.
How much did the opener do?
I had two openers. Each did 15 each.
So you only did an hour?
Hour, yeah. I usually do like hour 20, but like they were so like.
I would go openers, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, but they travel. It's okay. But the whole point was the first time where I was like, oh shit. Like,
did you get off at 9:30?
Yeah.
And was it in the middle of a joke where you're like, oh man, I gotta go?
I like know roughly how long it was probably like 9:32 or something.
Ooh.
I know.
You see a red light, you're like, is that the light?
But dude.
Laser pointer.
Yeah, it just turned into a cat. Wow. Yeah. It was the first time I was like, oh God, this is like, it felt like I read the Richard Pryor book. I can read. I read the Richard Pryor book. I know. And it talked about the times where like you're working for the mob. Like a lot of these like clubs/casino things.
The Comedy Store used to be owned by a mob, or it was a nightclub that was owned by a mob.
Exactly.
They started doing stand up there as a performance thing, and now it's
and then it's owned. Yeah. But a lot of it in the 70s, a lot of it was owned by the mob and shit. And so like when they would tell you to do something, it wasn't like ha ha ha, we're jokey. I'll shoot you.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off stage.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I was like, oh God, all right. I swear to God, I'll get
up. The show was fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah,
that's
usually that. Dude, it's usually Philly, like when the more like tense up top, you're like, "What the fuck?" The better the show.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Philly. You've done Philly a bunch. Philly is incredible. Just audience is insane. But
I've been eating Philly cheesesteaks. God, fucking good,
dude.
What do you mean?
Oh, gluten-free bread? Okay.
Dude, Jersey Mike's has one. It's so grimy. It's so fucking good.
Dude, yeah. Philly cheese are incredible.
Dude, the number 43, not an ad, could be. Hit me up, Jersey or Mike. But it's a Chipotle Philly cheesesteak. Dude, it's like dumpster warm food. It's fucking good.
Dude, I know what it tastes like right now. And I don't think I've ever had it. I know what it tastes like.
I've never once
changed. Provolone cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, but a little bit of Chipotle spicy.
Fuck.
Onions. I've never changed my Jersey Mike's order ever. I've only got the 13.
Good.
The Italian.
Oh.
And then one day I was like, you know what? I'm trying to get some more AO meat. Meat.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's just meat and some. Oh, my. Dude, it's literally better than that photo. Doesn't do it any justice. That photo looks dry. Whoever took that needs to be fired.
It actually looks incredible. Even with the photo. It looks great. You know my last Philly cheesesteak? You want to hear something really homeless? I got it with no bread.
What the fuck?
No bread. I got it with no bread. It was really sad.
You're eating corned beef hash. What do you mean? You're just...
Pretty much. It wasn't bad. It just looks sad.
You just got meat and cheese?
I just got meat and cheese. Where was it? I think it was the Miami Comedy Club. Was it the Miami? It doesn't matter. A comedy club was the last time I got it. But they literally just were like, all right. And they just a bunch of meat with fucking cheese on top. It was good. But it just looked
if you ever tried that in Philly, though, they'd bully you.
Oh, of course.
That's the best.
I'm not receptive to bullying. You're a bitch. Okay.
Fair.
Where's my fucking cheesesteak? Oh man, what are you fucking like, dudes? Yeah. Where's my cheesesteak? I don't care.
Run for the bullying
is bully. If you accept bullying, no, I can't say it. Just don't accept it. Yeah.
Or just take it. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Or just accept it. Yeah. Okay. For sure.
You little bitch. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
Where the fuck? Give me
my Philly without bread.
Without bread. Mm-hmm. You're a bitch? Yeah.
Give me my meat steak.
I'm a size 9. Bring the fucking shoes
out. Nobody hear me?
What was it?
The meat steak.
The meat steak.
It's a meat steak. You would think it would be more alpha, actually.
I think I'm lost a little bit. The meat steak?
Philly cheesesteak.
Oh. What makes it Philly?
That's a great question.
What is a Philly? Isn't a Philly like a hot horse?
What? A hot horse?
Isn't a Philly like a hot horse or a young horse?
Like sexual?
Ooh. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. My bad. But what's
stallion?
Yeah, it's just from where it's made. It really is just chopped up meat, chopped up steak. I mean,
well, what's a chopped cheese? That's a New York thing. Chopped cheese. Those are supposed to be good.
Oh, dude, does LA have any good food? Unfucking believable.
Chopped cheese. Oh, fuck, that looks good.
Dude, anything from bodega, that's crazy. But most things from a bodega. Just,
oh, it's
dude,
like a chopped up hamburger.
Yeah,
that looks good.
Okay, dude, it's so incredible.
God damn. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Goddamn.
That's one thing I wish I had more in my life, was like a random deli near my place. It's like they don't do Postmates, you just walk up. The sandwich is fine, but it's the characteristics. Yeah. All the Cheetos bags are expired.
Bro.
There's a cat somewhere in there.
Yeah, cash and you've only. Never seen it.
Cat, yeah.
But you can smell it.
Yeah.
You hear it every now and again.
Yeah, you can get a sandwich and a soda for like $9.95.
Yeah.
Pretty sure the guy shot someone. You're like, yeah.
And you can't be nice.
Oh, no.
That was the first thing I remember when I moved to Harlem. I tried to like be nice to the bodega. They're like, bro, say your fucking order.
What was your bodega order back in New York?
I would get hot ham and cheese, pepper jack cheese,
bro,
lettuce,
you're spitting
tomato.
Right now. Right. Yeah. You were rhyming.
Oh.
Hot ham and cheese, pepper jack cheese.
Not please. Right. But I couldn't say please. Oh, but I'll get tomato, lettuce.
Brain tumor.
It's okay. lettuce, tomato, onions, little bit of honey mustard, salt, pepper.
And they remember all this?
Yeah. Dude, I live next to it. Like, I live on 129th and Amsterdam. I literally live next to Bodega. I would walk in there. They would just start making it. It was fucking adorable. And I got the same chips, these like sour cream and onion chips from like the really crispy ones, like the big ones. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Kettle? Thank you so much, man. I love you.
Oh,
the
and
kettle
I'm not. One. I'm not a human.
Oh, I'm not a human. I never said I'm human. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. Anyways, but that's what I would get. And then I would get And then I'll get a Perrier, but it's flavored one.
Which one?
Pebble
Mousse?
No, no. The orange one. The orange one. Mm. And I'll get a side. That's crazy. I am an alien. I'll get a side 5-hour energy.
A side of 5-hour energy. I mean, dude, that's the diet of a school bus driver who's about to drive a bus off a cliff. That's a guy who's about to take 30 innocent lives and be like, cool, at least I had a side of 5-hour energy.
Yeah, but I just had one. Just a side of, I don't know. I would always use it as like an appetizer. I am hammered. I wish I was hammered.
You can be.
I could be. Just ruin my whole day. But I would take it after the meal. So it's like an aperitif.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way they bring you espresso after a nice dinner.
Yeah. But I remember every fucking morning, dude, I would go there. I would sit by the park, just consume that shit. Listen to NPR like a loser. That's when I like thought I was trying to be smart.
Yeah. Listen to NPR? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, swear to God.
True.
I listen to like Radiolab and be like, wow, interesting. Shut up. You're not from Brooklyn, you loser.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking about cum for a living. This is what I always meant to do.
Yeah.
Fuck a read books.
Fuck it.
When I read, dude, I feel like I'm smarter. Isn't that crazy?
I know when you read because you come in here with glasses on.
Yep.
If you haven't been reading lately, have you?
I read a little bit. Dude, you know what I've been using? This is so crazy because everyone's been using this since 86. I've been using the Kindle app on my phone. So when I'm kicking it, when I'm like hanging in line or whatever, I stop scrolling and I read. So it like, I don't know, I feel better when I get to the fucking front of the CVS and someone goes, you know.
So you just read for like 34 seconds and that's it?
But I feel better.
She's like microdosing books?
Yeah.
So you just in line and be like, and the good morrow. And the, oh, you're done? All right.
I love how you think every book is Shakespeare.
Yeah, man. I don't fucking read. I read Captain Underpants, Shakespeare, and anything by Ernest Hemingway. I don't know anything he did.
Ernest Hemingway is too wordy.
What did he do?
Can
Lost
he fucking
in Las Vegas?
Relax?
Ernest Hemingway?
Ernest Hemingway.
He was on heroin.
I don't think so. I don't think Ernest Hemingway was on heroin. I think you're talking about Jack Kerouac.
No, didn't we read Ernest Hemingway's like
No,
breakdown?
That was Hunter S. Thompson.
Who'd I say?
You said Hemingway.
They're boys.
They're not. They're from wildly different generations.
Okay, well, maybe that's him reincarnated.
Sure. Anyways, Ernest Hemingway, has anyone ever tried to read his shit? My man describes a sandwich for 29 pages. And the bread. Shut up and move on to what the fuck's happened in this book.
I don't give
a fuck about how the wind is blowing.
I could do that with that Jersey Mike's Philly cheesesteak, number 43. Dude, it's like, you don't think
you're going to pipe it down soon.
Soon. I already did. Why do you think I got a finger in my ass?
Can we get back?
Wait, I did find a PDF, a website that takes PDFs and authors and puts it into brain rot.
What do you
talk.
Mean? Oh, so you can put
this
in.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you can put in a PDF. Unfortunately, right now, the website's down, but I can show you a video of what it's like.
What's the website down?
Yeah, walk me through what this is, please. I don't know what's happening.
Anything wordy, any PDF, like learn about, you know, vaccines or, you know, Hemingway or, and you can just put the PDF into this generator and it will come out with a guy who talks like he is brain rotted. So here's an example. This is an insurance. This is a paper by Ole Peters and Alexander Adamu. And it says how insurance makes wealth grow faster. And this is what it came out with.
Unlocking Riz. How insurance levels up your wealth game. Yo, gather around fam. Let's spill the tea on how insurance low-key be the secret skibidi move to boost your wealth game. These contracts might seem sus, but they're the ultimate Riz boost, making one side's bank account go burr. Classic finance heads would have yapped about utility functions cause asymmetries be wild. But here's the plot twist. Both parties need to put pen to paper, bringing balance to the wealth force. It's like mewing, but for money. The right insurance contract levels up your aura and unlocks that edgy wealth growth. So slide into those contracts if you want to watch those digits climb.
We are so close to all dying. It's crazy.
The worst part is I understood every single thing they said.
No, I did too.
That might have been more clear than if I would have read that article. I think I'm brain rot. I was like, in my head, I was like, keep this shit going. Can I get this as an audiobook?
Do you think you could take a brain rot quiz and pass?
Absolutely. I am chronically online.
Do you guys want to try it?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, this is a brain rot quiz.
Number one, sticking out your guillot for the blank.
For the... Wait.
What do you guys think?
For the boys?
Yeah.
Sticking out your ass for the
boys? It's almost like the wrong blank.
If you said the Rizzler, you got Skibidi Sigma Rizz.
Oh, wow. This is... Wow. Wait. What level is this? Is this hard?
No, it is.
I don't know. We were playing extreme. What is this, fucking Guitar Hero levels?
All right, next question.
Am 5'8 at 16 years old? Am I blank?
Am I Sigma?
I don't, it's definitely not Sigma. I literally don't know.
If you said cooked, you are goated. Number three.
Dude, this is like, this
I need multiple choice.
Yeah. Also, I will say though, it's like, it's a full, it's like they're talking in full sentences. So it's like, it's not even we're, like, we're oh, what guessing. Does this mean or whatever.
Yeah. I've been saying cooked for a minute. Cooked. Maybe I'm there. Cooked.
Yeah. All right, next one.
What the Sigma?
What the blank?
Yeah.
What the Sigma?
If you said Sigma, you are correct.
Hey, one, did you guys know what that means? Sigma?
Like beta?
I think it's above alpha.
Yeah, Sigma is like great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Must be why everyone calls me a Sigma.
All right, question number four.
Four, you're so ski bitty, you're so blank.
Ohio?
I think you're right. Michael, do you have a guess?
This level, we are on professional level. Yeah. I don't.
This is extreme.
Yeah, this is extreme.
Go.
If you said Phantom Tax, whoa. You are correct.
Wow.
Number five.
That one's
because like the crazy thing, I know what all this means, but to put it into this sentence, it's like fucking me up.
What is Phantom Tax?
Isn't Phantom a streamer?
It's like when you isn't a Phantom Tax when you steal something.
When one friend steals or asks another friend for food.
Is Phantom not a streamer?
No, Phantom Tax is like you.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
But I thought there was a dude
named. They probably just use it in, I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, question number five.
I'm not doing well.
Boy, it's just.
I mean, fuck this. This is a crazy question. Boy, it's just.
It's alcohol. Number six.
What?
I can't talk. I'm blank.
Hi.
If you said mewing, you are correct.
Dog, stop.
We know what these are. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, they put into a sentence. It's like, I can't talk, I'm.
There's no context.
1 billion fucking answers.
Yeah, I need multiple choice, which lets you know that I for sure am a boomer. And I need my options. I need my candidates.
I will say, though.
Wait, does this come out the day after the election?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I will say, though, unless these are like hyper famous, like internet sentences that we're fucking up on.
Which I think we are. Yeah.
Okay.
But at least we know what the actual words are.
Yeah, now we're just trying to make ourselves feel better.
And finally, number seven. I blank all of you.
Fuck.
Jerk off.
It's Mog. Let me know your score.
I don't know what Mog means. I have no idea what Mog means.
I don't know.
Looking better than somebody else. Good job, Chuck.
Hell yeah.
God damn. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
God damn.
Anyways, can I talk about a finger in my ass?
Yeah. Talking about inner. Come on, man. Dude. Give it to me.
Bro, I got mogged up. No, I was at the doctor. So pretty much, you know, I'm just trying to figure out some health stuff. And there's no like direct way to find out what's wrong with you. There's no
what
like
the fuck is that?
Check engine light. No, nothing. It's horrendous. So they're like, are you losing? Because I felt like I was going to faint a bunch. And they're like, are you losing a lot of blood and this and that? And they go, well, one way to check that if you're losing blood, we got to see if you have like bloody stools. And I was like, I don't. And they're like, well, can we see? Can we see? And then this very New Jersey looking nurse, she had like, you know, when you have like bangs that are like frizzled.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, what? Wait, did you ride a Vespa to work? Why does it look like you're, you know, it's hopped up?
Yeah.
And she like puts this thing on her thumb. And I'm like,
her thumb?
Yeah. I'm like, she hitchhiking on my ass. What?
What music was playing?
None.
Fuck.
I'm like, little darker hair. But I'm like on my side. And she goes, we got to put this in your ass to see if there's any blood. And, you know, what's funny is like, the last time I had a finger in my ass, uh-huh. I came.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, yo, this is some PTS, emphasis on the D, you know? So, and what's funny is when they put it, like the first amount of pressure felt kind of good.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God. And then they went another layer deep and I was like, ow.
Yeah. Because I think the next layer deep, you feel like you got a shit. Yeah.
Is it a girl or a guy?
Girl.
Good.
Girl. I don't know. What?
I just meant smaller fingers.
Usually. Yeah, that's the only reason. Yeah. I don't really honestly give a fuck, but it's just the finger size.
Dude, it's like the sentence to doing it was so quick. She's like, and we just got to do a quick little test here. I'm just going to put this in. I was like, wait, what are we doing? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. At first, it's like, oh. And then jammed it in. Yeah. I was like, well, if there's no blood, now there is. Fucking hitchhiking my anus.
Dude,
title.
Well, the funny thing is, you can't do it slowly. You got to just do it like that. It would have been weirder.
A little bit of lube.
She had no lube.
No,
sir.
I'm telling you,
no lube.
I was on my side. She lifted up my Philly cheesesteak and like just ram it. Legit.
Did she have a glove on?
See, I don't know.
Where were you? Walmart. Okay.
I wish. But yeah, just fucking lift up a cheek and thumbing in there.
How was it, speedy or was it slow?
Speedy.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I'm saying. The first millisecond, I was like, God damn. Like, hold up. I didn't know we had a connection like that.
Did she have like a...
She had like a finger kind of on with like paper at the end so she could see if there was blood.
Oh. Like paper?
I don't know what it was.
You got a printer paper stuck in your ass?
It was so quick. I don't know what happened. I like blacked out. I was like, oh shit.
Fuck, dude.
God damn. Give me a new nurse down.
Right, what'd she say right after?
What? Daddy. I don't know. She just was like checking if there's blood. It was, she was like,
no blood?
No.
What position were you in?
Doggy?
I think I know what you're going to say.
What do you think?
On the side and like your knees all the way up to your chest?
Yeah.
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 What are you doing? A cannonball?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Well, it's like everything they
Jack,
do.
Jack, how do you know, you fucking freak?
Jesus.
I'm watching. What? I was there with them. We were vlogging it.
Oh, true. Patreon. Yeah. No, but yeah, everything to the doctors is so normal. They've done it 1,000 times that day. So like, it's so normal. She's like, all right, just roll over. We're going to do some real quick. And I'm like, what's happening? What's going on? Dim the lights.
Yeah, I mean, you got to play Boys to Men and do it slow.
Oh, yeah. Put on a TV show.
If I'm paying,
put on Pawn Stars.
If I'm paying copay, do it slow. Yeah. Do it slow.
Spit on it.
Yeah. I mean, literally choke me a bit. Get it in there nice and slow. You're checking for blood.
Yeah.
Check my cum too.
Yeah, it was an experience. It was just funny because I was like laughing. Do you have these moments where you go, this is not a fun moment, but like here's a podcast.
100%.
Here's something to talk about.
Every horrendous thing that ever happens to me, I go, I fucking hate everyone right now, but this is going to be funny when I yell about it on the podcast.
Yeah, and the first push, I go, there it is. A little bit of an orgasm.
Don't they give you tissue just in case you do?
Come?
Yeah. Did they give you something on your
Jack?
Just in case
what
it hits
doctors,
you know,
are you
a
going
lot
to?
About this.
I don't know.
This is the most chirpy I've ever seen in this young whippersnapper.
Like it. I like it.
No, he's turned on. He's like, what Kaiser was this? Hold on. What are they? You just gotta go in there and say, I'm about to faint, and they put a thumb in your ass.
Hold
you
on.
Pay a little copay, all of a sudden it's not cheating. Hey, come on now. Yeah, dude, if you want, bro, go to Kaiser. Go to Kaiser, get a finger in your ass.
You know what's crazy? You went to Kaiser, then Blue Cross Blue Shield. You just went to 30 different fucking
you
things.
You get fingered 3 times. One day.
You could.
Just go to a bunch of different ERs.
By the third time, your ass is definitely bleeding.
Somebody's coming.
Dude, I wonder if there's prostate exam Yelp reviews.
Yeah. Dude, there's Yelp reviews for everything. There's a Yelp review right now for a happy ending, and the guy says, 1 star, I came too quick.
Yeah, and he's pissed about it.
Didn't get my money's worth.
This is how I think prostitution should work.
Here we go.
I think it should pay by the hour, not by the cum.
Mm. Like how long it took you to...
Yeah, it's like bowling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, don't you buy an hour?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh.
Let me buy an hour.
Oh, I, yep.
I oh, well, actually, no, I'm fucking my own example up because bowling, if you finish the 10 frames under the hour, they don't give you more frames.
That'd be like if you bought an hour of
at the driving range.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they buy you.
When you're done, you're done.
Correct. That's what I want. I'm not going to do it, but I think that's how it should be done.
Dude, there's a girl. Well, I think we can talk about this. There's a girl. She's trying to break a record for like most guys banged one day.
I saw this.
So wait, what's going on here?
This is her, isn't it?
I
saw this woman. She came across my old
I mean, dude,
FYP.
She's beautiful. Would I? Yeah.
No.
What You'd be a part of the... So it's she already did 101 men in one day, and
what
she's
is this,
now...
Dalmatians?
I just wonder, like, where are they putting these listings? Like, Fiverr? TaskRabbit? Who are these? And here's the thing. Every guy in the world is going to be like, oh, I would want to be number one. Oh, I would want... No. Because then there's 100 guys behind you like, dude, fucking hurry up. And then I go soft. Now I look like a loser in front of them. Yeah. I would want to go right in the middle, nonchalant guy, or I'd want to go last.
I want to go last.
Yeah, because then you get your time. And she's going to think, because think about this. She's going to think about the first and the last guy. The first guy's like, oh my God, it's happening. Woo. And the last guy, you can be like, hey, what are you doing after this?
What is she?
Icing yourself? Makes sense.
What is she doing?
I mean, like, dude, the amount of views and attention this is getting, like, it's just skyrocketing.
No, I'm saying, like, is she, like, watching the Menendez Brothers on Netflix? Like, what is she doing?
She's posing like how I was in the ER and just turned over and just come on through and clap it up. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Jack?
I have not seen it.
Well, I'm saying,
up. You know what we're asking for.
So 101 in a day. I'm just wondering, like, if you think what each guy gets, how long? 15, 30 seconds? My guess is kind of like a bop, 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 bop. All right, next. Bop, 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 next.
No, I mean, dude, some guys are going to have trouble getting hard. Some guys are going to have trouble coming. Like, there's going to be dudes that are going for five
fucking
minutes.
It's a lot of scheduling, dude. Trust me. I've, like, done video shoots where, like, six actors show up. I'm like, dude, imagine, like, 95 more of them and none of you guys are fucking me.
Yeah, but the thing is,
that's
though.
So much.
The thing is, scheduling. Though, you're offering high-level cootie. Oh, everyone's going to be on time.
On time.
Yeah.
Yeah. My call time's 11. I'll be there at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Starbucks in hand, dick in the other.
Cornflakes. Yeah, right. Just a bowl of fucking Blue Chew.
How do they pick their number? Is it like just like.
Out of a hat.
Dude, imagine it's like slotted. Slotted.com.
But where do they post
it? How used to sign up for open mics is the reference there.
Dude, I wonder, do they do it like on. Like they put it like on an Indeed? Like, yeah, how do they.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Where do they.
I don't know.
Probably
like,
he's on Craigslist.
Dude, there's got to be a few guys flying in for this.
Yeah. It's
what
that...
do you do if you are there?
Yeah.
You're number 19.
Okay.
And you look back and your dad's like 38.
I'm going to ask to switch our number so I can go right after him.
I asked the wrong person. You'd be holding your fucking dad's hands. Dad, I got you.
Oh, yeah.
God damn. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel
or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Goddamn. Do you think a dude could do this? I'm gonna break my vagina record.
No.
There'll be three people showing up.
Yeah, one of which is a coworker.
Yeah,
we're getting lunch.
One is my mom, coworker.
I'm so curious. I would love to. We should have her on. I'm just curious, like, not even like the sex part, but the logistics of like, you, how, where do these 100 guys, like, do they wait in a line? Is it like a waiting room? Is somebody,
waiting room, probably.
Is there like a PA? Be like, all right, 93, 94, you're on deck. Start jerking. 95, start getting horny thoughts.
Literally, yeah.
You know, yeah. Like coming from the production world, this is...
I mean, little dude, every dude is in there with their phone just like watching porn, just getting ready.
Yeah. The Wi-Fi must be plummeting in that office.
Oh, yeah. NPS fucking one. Can you press play?
What's
for
happening?
Love of God?
By 101 men.
I think she's
my eyes are still London. Recovering from all the bodily fluids that went in them.
Got wait, hold on, hold on.
What's happening?
So she's taking facials too?
Yeah, she's going all the way to completion. On
well,
every
no, I understand,
guy.
But on the face? I mean, you go on the ground. I got fucking 98 more guys.
100 dudes to completion? What is that? Wait.
Look at this.
Oh. Dude, those guys are waiting there literally like it's the DMV. Department of...
Say it.
Majestic Vagina. Wait. Go. I'm not over that video. Go back. Dude. Okay,
can you
click
pause?
The video.
Can you pause
click
at the
video.
Size of the shoe, please?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, yep.
I mean, those are big shoes, dude.
A lot of skinny jeans, a lot of skinny jean activities.
They're in the UK.
Oh,
I mean, bro,
dude.
I'm still trying to figure out how to sign up. Not that we're gonna sign up, but
play that.
Wait,
play that.
So this is the aftermath.
Oh,
those are all
my
condoms.
God,
dude, I thought I left Airbnbs the best. That's.
Dude, that is a fucking mess. Do they record? This is a dumb question. They record it all?
I can't find that information.
Dude, you have to light that room on fire.
To me, this might be a prank, and she's not really doing this.
I don't know,
if
man.
If there's no video.
I will say, she's
God.
Very attractive.
Oh, well, if you want to see the videos, you can sign up on OnlyFans.
Well, we didn't need to plug her shit on that, Jack.
Well, you wanted to watch the video.
Yeah, but go to Reddit like a real man.
Dude, I mean, that is, oh
dude,
my
to completion?
God.
But that looks like a rented out room. Like, imagine staying there the following day.
Dude, I...
Pineapple?
I used to fucking Airbnb my place, and I know for a fact that some wild shit happened in there. Yeah. Like, wild shit.
I mean, you've stayed at an Airbnb once or twice. You
dude,
never
I
got
used
fucking
the curtains to fucking as my cum rag. I mean, it was a nightmare. Every time I stay at a place, it is crazy.
Use like the guest binder with the check-in and login. Ugh.
There it is. Yeah, coming in microwaves. It's just, it's a nightmare.
101 in a day. I thought they were just like one pump, get in. One pump, get out. I thought
no,
it was like Costco
I mean, like,
samples.
No, can't, they're coming.
I can't find it on Reddit because she is very strict that my content is monitored by whatever this is, DMCA, and is protected by multiple international copyrights.
Yeah.
She's got
dude,
her.
You used to be able to not be able to film in movie theaters. Now you can't rip OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Dude, what do we think was going to happen if you filmed a movie in a movie theater back in the day?
You're fine.
Right. But like now, like there's whole movies in like 37 parts on TikTok.
Oh,
nobody's
right.
In jail.
Oh, right.
But like back then, they pictured us with like a web camera or a video camera being like Titanic.
But now they're smart where they let it go, right? Because if the shit goes viral,
yeah.
It's going to go crazy.
Yeah, well, not always. There's some, I think it's like Hulu or there's some. They're like, you take a screenshot, just a black screen.
Netflix, you can't do it.
Yeah, let me record it.
Are there like any like qualifications to sign up for this?
I can't find anything about signing up. I think she picks them out directly. That's what I would guess. I keep Googling.
But dude, even 100, picking 100 guys.
Like, I have trouble picking out what I'm going to have for breakfast. And this woman is picking 101 guys.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
She really needs to get a condom sponsor.
Hey, real quick. Can we pause real quick? This is why I kind of think this is a prank. Because there's no trash can. Like, you wouldn't you? That'd
dude,
be the num. That'd be the.
You tell me when
thing.
you tell me when you're horned up. You're like, where can I dispose of this wrapper?
But you're gonna. But if it was real, there would be a big ass trash can to put all your shit in there before the next guy comes in.
No.
You're really gonna leave all of the bit. It looks. What I'm
no,
saying.
No, that
is
would
it,
slow anything down.
It looks a bit arted up, is what I'm saying.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, who knows? There's really no way. We should literally. I'm just. Again, like I do what you want with your body. I'm just curious about the logistics of it. If we had her on the show, I'd literally just be like, how hard is it getting 101 men?
Not hard. If you're giving away high-level cootie,
hard.
Not hard. If we said right now, well, none of us are hot, but like, if we said right now-
None of us are hot.
You know what I'm saying.
Michael.
Like, what?
Are you kidding me? Bro, you post a photo of your abs with the location, you'll have 47 women and 100 dudes here ASAP.
Okay. So let's say that, right? Let's say that. We do that. We could have X amount of people here.
We
in an hour.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, you're saying it's like I don't think it's that hard to get 101 guys lined up to fuck that beautiful lady.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying like the logistics of like who goes first. Do we have 101 condoms? Like the pre-production is fascinating to me.
It's so no.
Because when I'm gonna do this myself, I just need to know how to shoot it. You know.
Yeah.
I'm not, but
I should.
Fascinating.
You can't be first or last. Which position are you going?
Second. Second.
Yeah. I guess the closer to the beginning is the best option.
Because it's not even like, here's the thing. I'm the type of person that like, if I'm like backstage of my show and I got to wait for the open, I just, get me the fuck on stage. I want to be done. Yeah. So if I don't want to be in the waiting room for 3 hours.
What is this video?
This is her new, she's trying to break the world record for 1,000 men in one day. Let's listen to her.
I mean, you can't get 1,000 people to go to the polls and vote. I mean, here.
But you can get 1,000 people to do this.
Yeah, with their polls. Come on now. That's like...
Last week, I did 101 guys. Now, this was just the warm-up. Because in February, I'm going to be the first person ever...
The framing is crazy.
Reach 4 digits of guys all in one day. Yes, 1,000 guys. Now, this is going to be a ticketed event, so make sure you follow for
all details. Camera. Hold the phone still.
It's also, why are you involving the fucking lamp?
Yeah, she really wanted to show off a new lamp she just got.
Wait, what did she say here?
Make sure you follow for more details. I want you to be a part of this.
Oh, I want you to be a part of this. So if you follow her, put your notifications on, you can sign up.
Jack.
Trevor.
Dude, I mean, this is in... Yeah, you're the only one that can do this. This is insane. Dude, someone do the math on that.
I don't know
how many dudes is it. So there's 1,000 guys in 24 hours. Just do the math, just quick math. If she just non-stopped, got it.
I think it's a variable because
depends
how long.
No, I understand, but let's just say for easy math.
Well, just say 1,000 times 3 minutes.
That's 41.6 dudes in an hour.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
41 guys
in an hour.
She's like the Mr. Beast of OnlyFans.
That's so fucking funny, dude. I mean, 41 guys in an hour.
Yeah, you're right.
She did 101 guys. She's really like up in the stakes here.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
Why? Let's go for 200 next.
You know who I want to? You know who I want to interview afterwards? Her cootie. Her cootie's a bit
smoking a menthol. Man, when we got to 348, I was thinking about tapping out.
I used to just sit on fucking bike seats.
Dude. Yeah, it's really going to work.
Bro.
It's going to work. It's like that, who's that dude that eats all the hot dogs? Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
She got that Joey Chestnut cooter.
I mean,
does that mean?
No, it's not. It's not. We're not trying to be mean here. It's just like, I mean, it's just getting overtime.
But, goddamn.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Goddamn.
Oddly enough, to Jack's point, this is like the Mr. Beast strategy. You go so big with a number, you go, there's no way they can actually do that. And then you find yourself paying that money to watch it. Hey, I don't know. And you're like, oh, they did it. That's every Mr. Beast video. Like his early his early videos are like saying Logan Paul 10,000 times in a row. And then you watch the video and be like, everyone's going to watch 1, 2, 3 and then skip to like 987. Because they just want to see, did they finish it? Like, right. All these those videos, Mr. Beast back in the day, they're like, you skip to the video, but is he still doing it? Is he still doing it?
Oh, dude, I just, I hear you.
That room finna smell like
Bud Dussy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally gonna smell like clam chowder and a gun.
I don't know if the, I don't know if there's anything I could do 1,000 times in one day. I don't even know if I blink that many times in a day.
I think you do. I think you're like
that's kind of weird.
1,000 like M&Ms. I can't think of anything the body does. It freaks me out. I've said this 100 times that I don't care. Like right now, our bodies are doing like 1,000 things right now.
Yeah.
Like you have a cut on your finger that you're kind of not aware of. It's healing the cut right now. We're literally Wolverine. Right now, your balls are making more semen. Right now, your liver is taking the fucking Celsius that I'm drinking and angrily filtering it. Because it's like, can you fucking drink water, you goddamn loser? My heart is going. My lungs are breathing. My brain is functioning.
You know what trips me up? You can always see your nose. We just choose not to see it.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Don't make me do that. I don't fucking like that. Your brain chooses not to. Dude, I don't like that.
That's how I feel with women's breasts. I don't look at them. I didn't even know they have them. All right. Do we have an ad we can put in here?
You ever talk to a lady that with gigantic breasts and you have to, in your head, be like, don't look. Do not look. Do not look. Stop making my life harder.
Did I ever tell my Angela White story on here about when I did an Australian promo?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I did a promo that I was promoting the Australian tour dates where she was in it. And the joke at the end of the video is she takes her shirt off and like flashes me from behind. And then I had a light like blind my face saying that like the bosoms would blind my face.
Right.
And I did a take and I like didn't look at her tits. I was just trying to be respectful here. And she goes, no, like look at them. The camera's going to tell you you're not looking at it. I do it again. She goes, like, Trevor, you're not looking at them. Like, please look at them for the video. And I was like,
was she really flashing?
No. Oh, okay. But still like I.
This is a friend of mine.
This is, you know, I want to make it, I'm using them as like the video promo piece, but I don't want to actually like be degrading.
Yeah.
So she like fakes the motion. I don't know if it's somewhere on there, but it was like the suburban version of me was in my head be like, that is rude to look at her bosom. She's look at my fucking junk.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I peeked out for a second. But it's just I don't know, out of politeness. And it just feels insane to be like, yeah, no, totally, for sure.
It does feel insane. But for that, you have to. But like in life, yeah. But it does feel really, really insane.
It feels insane. And that's why God invented sunglasses. Anyways.
Have you guys seen the Dwayne Wade statue reveal?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
It's probably the worst statue.
Bro,
ever
what
created.
The fuck?
Dude, they made him look so old. And his statue can be anything. It could be him his rookie year. Why did they make him look... He looks like a philosopher.
Yeah, to me, it's not even old. To me, it just doesn't look like him. It looks like an old baby. It looks like a baby that wants to smoke a cigar.
It looks like a mural painting. What are the comments saying?
Y'all look at this.
Yeah, we saw it. He's
y'all
so mad.
Videos, photos.
He's so pissed.
Like, that's crazy. I can't believe that. Who is that guy?
I know. Exactly. Exactly. Who is that guy?
It looks like he's just that. Joe was like, Star Wars character. Guy? No, for real. Who is this guy? No, please. I mean, who is this? Dude, what's funny?
Look up the artist.
It literally looks like ChatGPT where they could just put any jersey on it and be like, this is a player.
The reveal.
Wow, it looks so bad, bro. That was the reveal? I mean, relax.
That's
I wonder
crazy...
if you saw it before.
God, no.
It looks so, dude, the proportions, it looks so bad. The shoulders are small. He looks
that's
like
what you're thinking about? The
but
shoulders?
Look, but look at him, dude. He looks like he's trying to give a fucking giant a hug. Look at this. Hey. And he looks like he's pointing at his cock.
No, like
look at my dick.
He literally looks like he has like a massive like gray beard.
This is how you know, like this picture right here.
Oh, wow. That's funny. It just doesn't. He looks like Golem.
Yeah. He just has these massive jowls for no reason.
So if you guys got a statue, do you there like say this is ass, like get this off? You're embarrassing
me. I'm saying it.
Yeah.
But we can say it because we're comedians. He can't say it. We'll fucking get.
I know. Isn't that funny? It's like you're getting a statue because you're a legend to that team. And they're like, oh, what? This isn't enough. You're like, enough? This isn't me.
Yeah, there's no one. There's no one that thinks that it looks like it.
He got catfished by his own. Like, that was like him showing up to a date and be like, oh, man, that's. Yeah, who is this?
Fuck. Bumble.
Vanessa, huh? Man, that's crazy. Hey, you been using a lot of filters lately? Facetune that bitch.
They have to change the head.
Yeah, so these are the worst statue representations of celebrities that have been out. The number one is Shakira.
I don't think it looks
that
bad.
Where is one?
In her hometown of Colombia.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, you got
I don't think it looks that bad. Am I crazy?
Well, I think you're just looking at her body and not
her face. It looks
like
a mermaid a little bit. I'm still turned on regardless. Next.
Me too.
Andy Murray, famous tennis player. He more looks like a knight.
Yeah, kind of looks like, yeah, kinda, I could see that one.
He looks like a founding father.
What the fuck?
This is Melania Trump.
That was made by a kindergartner on fentanyl.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That's not even like a statue.
It looks like a mermaid. Is it made of wood?
Yeah, it looks like something you see on the top of like the totem pole. Yeah.
It looks like you see that at the MoMA and people are like, oh, isn't it good? No, it sucks.
What the hell is this?
That looks like 102 dudes in a day.
This is Kate Moss.
That's literally the position you have to be.
She's twisted up. Kate Moss.
She is a...
No clue. I think she's
no. Kate Moss is a model.
I know the Cristiano. Oh, this one here.
The Ronaldo one got clowned.
Wait, this Britney Spears one.
Can I ask you? Is it?
That's hot.
Is it hard to do statues?
That's what I was going to ask. Are there people who do this for a living, or do they
absolutely
just pick someone randomly?
Like, no,
you figure this out.
Yeah, they get someone on fucking task.
Dude, I got an ice sculpture for my release party, and
that looked really good though.
Yeah, it was a pterodactyl, but like. I mean, who knows where the overlap is when they're doing something like this, but god damn, the ice sculpture looks
so
detailed
bad.
As fuck. The Ronaldo one, I mean, dude, that literally looks like me if I keep doing brain rot. Like, that is...
Yeah.
If I just do some more skibbities every morning...
That looks like a character from the Goonies.
That
I mean,
literally,
that's awful.
That's
literally awful.
Trevor Wallace right there.
God, looks like
isn't
a guy that
a sculpture
trains.
That's just the face.
Oh, type
a
in type. You said what?
It's called a bust.
And what's wrong with that?
Did you guys see the clip of the singer Lumi, who probably made the worst national anthem?
Worse than the girl recently?
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, no, it can't be worse than that girl recently.
Yeah, it definitely is worse.
Oh, it's swearing!
It's worse than the girl that was like hammered.
Yeah. So we have the hammered girl, we have Fergie, and now I think this.
Why are people still signing up to do this?
I don't know.
Does this
I don't
move
know,
tickets?
Dog. It does. I think it does.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So this is probably the beginning. Worst
where,
one.
Wait, where is this? That stands for what? World Series?
It says presidential debate.
Why the fuck?
But I don't know what.
Girl, just put on your goddamn Spotify.
Oh, at the Green Party?
I think they're still doing shit?
The Green Party's still around?
Who's the candidate for the Green Party? I'm sorry, I don't know anything about politics.
I don't even think that's...
I don't think
that
the
American?
Green Party has
oh,
a
I guess
candidate.
It has to be.
They have to.
So the Green Party is... oh, Jesus.
Captain Planet?
Captain Planet.
So it's pretty much just, yeah, like all gonna environmental,
I know, but like,
social justice.
Aren't they running for something? Nobody?
Yeah, they're running for being fucking virgins.
Jill Stein?
Yeah, she's the candidate.
Who's RFK running for?
He dropped out.
He's with Trump now.
Oh.
Yeah, Jill Stein. I Do you guys know anything about Jill Stein?
I've I know everything about Jill Stein. Ask me any question about Jill Stein. I know the answer. Ask me any question.
Cup size.
C. Any question, Jack. Ask me any question about Jill Stein. I know the answer quickly. Go ahead.
What state is she from?
Iraq. Next question.
Dude, how did you know that?
I'm genius, dude. I don't know about Jill Stein. There's something about Jill Stein that I know everything politically about her.
What's her policy?
What do you mean? On what?
Presidential.
On kissing.
Her policy on kissing?
Yeah.
She wants everyone to be tongued down every Tuesday at 3 p.m.
That's a great one.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's also trying to break a record for 1,002 guys.
All right, so this is the...
Callback, don't get mad at me.
It's the worst national anthem probably in the history of America.
Pause. That's so funny.
You can't do that.
To just be like, I fucked it up. Let me do it again. Live TV. All right. Wait, hold on. Everybody, go back to your ones. All right. Action.
But she's a fucking singer. Like, it's like you're like, it's like one of us doing like a roast and be like, oh, I fucked up. Go back. It's like, you do this for a living. You can't do this.
Well, it's also funny to stop and then cuss. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I forgot you cussed.
Yeah. They said one of the potty words. They're running with Dial soap, put in her mouth. Keep playing.
Can I go back, please?
Oh, stop.
Pause,
the guy
pause.
Says live?
The guy goes, we're live. We're live. What are they fucking streaming to? I mean, Let's be honest.
I mean, Rumble.
No, Rumble would not
dude,
have the green.
Great for that producer. So mad. Yeah, hey, we're live.
She was definitely a last second part. Like, there's no
way. Can we play this? And then can we also look up some of her other music?
Because
no disrespect to her. I'm sure she's very talented. I've never heard of her.
I haven't either.
You probably never will after this.
Oof.
That face.
The reaction time back to it. We're live. All right, fuck.
She just said, I got too nervous again.
I got too nervous.
Bro, is this Kill Tony? What is
Hold
she
on,
doing?
Yeah, stop. Too nervous? Too nervous to miss every note?
Nervous? You're in front of four people in a studio audience.
It's the Green Party.
Imagine this at a Yankee game.
There's 17 people at the Green Party, and Jill Stein's two of them.
Keep playing.
She sounds like a cat giving birth.
Okay.
Most of these aren't words.
That's not bad. Also, nobody's singing along. Help her out.
Where's the
Have you ever
music?
Been to a football game? Yeah, there's no music. There's no jets flying in the sky. They had the audacity to clap. There's nine people in there.
That's what I'm saying.
There's nine people in there. We're live. Okay, for who? For who?
Instagram
the
live.
Fucking the PAs?
I mean,
there's
this
three
is
people in there. Can you look her up? Looney Tunes? Loomy?
Loomy.
Go to Spotify. No, Loomy
Labs.
Oh, and now she's already on TMZ. Yeah, I'm fucking sick of it.
Do we want to listen
to her? Yes, of course.
Well, here, before we play the TMZ article, pause. This was set up. They don't know where she lives. Wait.
Oh,
this was all PR. This is all marketing. This is her doing the whole, like, that motherfucker's not real. She's going to get more views. She's going to start an OF. This is society. And I love it. Play it. Click it.
Are you going to see you? So you're going, obviously, insanely.
Why does she have a golden retriever on her head?
What happened?
Girl, so let me start out by saying I am the daughter of a veteran. So dad.
Pause.
Don't bring your father into
this. She is on every drug that can happen. Like, yeah. No?
She pulled the veteran card. That's crazy.
Bro.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, I got nervous. You don't have to be like, yeah, my dad was in Iraq.
Yeah, you know what's so
Dad's
funny?
Like, what? Leave me out of this.
Yeah, I already
the
lost
fuck
a leg.
I have to do this?
You know what's pissed? You know what I'm upset about? It's like, bro, your dad was a veteran. Not you.
Yeah.
You're snorting opiates in the fucking basement of a goddamn Barnes & Noble.
This is so set up. It's crazy.
I don't want to mess up the national anthem.
Is this how you got the gig or how'd you get the gig?
No, because I really do sing. And I'm really a good singer, I promise you. So what had happened was, I didn't know it was live, right? And I was like,
oh, she New York.
Because listen, I had walked out, right? And and I was like,
pause. I can't even fucking watch this woman. Is she an actual singer or is she a reality star? I think she's like a reality star. There's no way she's an actual singer.
Let me look up Spotify. Yeah, I mean, she got 296 subs, so let's tone down the disrespect, Mikey B.
Yeah, bro, she's not an actual singer,
monthly listeners on Spotify is 2,276. Damn. 9 of those were at the Green Party. Why did they hire somebody who maybe just isn't experienced enough for this?
Correct.
And I don't want this to come off as disrespect because I would mess this up too. It's just like, yeah, man, you hire somebody who has one YouTube video with 150 views on it. I'm going to say fuck on national TV.
Crazy. The funniest thing ever is, let me take it back, it's live.
Go to the right.
Funny.
Go to the right. I want to hear her Amy Winehouse because I love Amy Winehouse, so we already know it's going to be disrespectful. Yeah, We're Alive is hilarious. Who's this guy? This guy's just 100% trying to beat.
Isn't that guy, doesn't he need a co-owner of the Prime?
KSI, there you go.
Yo, Louie.
What's poppin'?
Let's get it done, homie.
Let's go.
Okay, she got some pipes. She got that crack jaw though. Get up. She got that. I was doing some Adderall till 4 a.m. the student library jaw. She can sing.
No, she can't.
I think this was definitely a setup, right?
Yes. Dude,
you think that's what they're gonna do?
She can literally sing as good as me.
What? Who's what? What? What is that for? Do we need the national anthem for the Green Party?
Can I say this, though?
Bring out the baby, for fuck's sake.
It's the Green Party. They have $5,000 of budget.
Where did they even find this woman?
On the street?
Roku? Yeah, I don't know. That's the most views the Green Party's got in a while. And I don't even know what they do. And I don't want to be like, parties.
So can
I don't
say
know what
this?
The fuck Green Party does.
That's the point. That's why I think we're always getting puppeteered, Doug. I think we're all
crazy, huh?
No, we're all getting puppeteered here.
What do you mean?
You think that was on, I think that was on purpose, dog. You pick someone who's going to do super average.
Oh, you
and now look at
shit,
it.
Huh?
Now look, we're all talking about the fucking Green Party now. Talking about Jill Stein.
Yeah, but that's the same.
I thought Jill Stein died in 1983.
But we're doing the same thing about the girl with the OnlyFans trying to bang 1,001 dudes.
Yeah, but
shit happens, we talk about it.
No. But here's the thing. But it's for the same purpose. The reason that she's doing 101 dudes is to buy OnlyFans. Like, it's all promo.
Yeah.
The reason that they hired some bum to do the fuck, yeah, I said bum, due to some bum to fucking sing the national anthem is because they know that she was going to be a bum and then people would fucking talk about it.
So how can we apply this to our own lives?
We have to fuck 102 guys together and while singing the national anthem at the Green Party.
Idea. Party. Change your special from Silly Goose to I fucked 101 dudes in 30 minutes.
It would get so many more views. I'm changing it.
Clip it.
I'm changing
it. Thumbnail. Just you with a red arrow to your mouth.
And then just dripping.
Yeah.
Just green.
But like Mr.
Semen.
Beast style. Where you're like, you know how he does where he's like in quicksand?
Yeah.
You're like coming out of cum. And you're just
yeah. And it says Jill Stein behind me.
A what?
Jill Stein behind me.
Oh. They said a Jewish sign behind me. I was like, yeah,
no,
sure.
We got to cut it.
Yeah, they can come whatever they want. Yeah. Well, Jesus Christ, man. I think it's time we get to our unnamed official Ask a Woman segment.
I'm down. Let's run it.
How do I know when a woman is interested in me?
This is a guy asking me this. I mean, I think you'd be able to tell right away, right? Like, if you have a conversation with a girl and she just is not into it, don't you get like...
Yeah, I think it's easier to tell when she's not into it, but...
Yeah. Or when they're overly like... laughing or being nice. It's just like,
okay.
Yeah, but
that's how you know they're not into it.
But sometimes they mix signals though. You're over laughing. You're like, oh, hell yeah, I'm crushing. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you like read it as flirty. She's like, yeah, I'm just being friendly. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. I don't, that's kind of hard.
How do you show a guy that you're into him?
Besides head.
Oh. I probably would laugh a lot. Yeah. That's if you make me laugh and stuff like that. But I don't, yeah. How do you tell? Do you guys struggle with that? You can't tell
me?
If a girl likes you or not?
No, definitely.
Or is into the conversation?
Some. I think there's some.
As long as it's fluid, like you're flowing and the conversation's going good, she's smiling, she's laughing, right?
Yeah.
But then there's fake.
Yeah,
he's fake laughing.
I think you can pick. There's like a lot. There's some women that are like very obvious, and some women that are very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just the ability to like read a person is like that's like a skill set in itself.
Yeah, you know? Some girls are more vocal too. Like they'll tell you, you can just tell right away that they're into it. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
But then some, you know, women are have a little wall, you know, a little fear, so they don't want to like give it. Very
me,
obvious.
I'm just sucking and fucking right away if I like you. Same. So you'll know.
Just right away. So if you meet
personally,
someone,
you'll know.
But right, like if you meet someone, let's say you're at a bar, let's say you're at an event, some guy walks up to you, hey, Miss Gunner, love your content. Turn around, start talking, and you're really vibing. How long is it going to take?
Not long.
12 minutes?
Probably hit the bathroom.
Word. Right.
Yeah.
12 minutes.
You got to pee or?
Yeah. Good question.
Because I got to squirt.
Hold up.
No, fornicating with you is probably better in a bathroom. Tile everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm more of a go-getter kind of girl, so this answer might be a little biased, but I'm like, you'll know. Like I am... Which I'm learning is not good because men hunt because they like to chase their prey. So I need to not be so forward, but I'm pretty forward person.
Okay.
I think both work. Mm-hmm. Both sides have their pros and cons.
Yeah, but as long as the girl looks like she's not fucking crying or upset that she wants to be there, then it's going good.
Probably. Yeah, crying is usually not a good sign.
Yeah. I don't think
if
ever.
If she's crying, it's not like it's not a sign.
It's not tears of joy.
Yeah, she's not playing games here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't get vision for the first time. She's like, my man. Tears everywhere.
Yeah, these questions are hard, honestly. And I think like a guy, so that's saying something.
Oh, maybe that's what
maybe
it
that's
is.
Why it's difficult for me.
Yeah.
What's your number one like non-verbal sign?
Probably some hair twirls. Probably like looking at them, like you know, like giving them the fuck me eyes. Probably that.
All right, so
and
Trev's
so how
at
do
a
you
bar.
Do the fuck me eyes without making somebody think that you're just staring at them?
Right. So this is what
so
I
you would
so,
know.
So Trev, well, let's do it. So Trev's at a bar. He's obviously a very attractive man. He just finished the show, crushed, obviously, very talented.
Yeah, and I have a big ass in this scenario.
And a big ass. And his dick is literally by his ankles. It's insane.
Yeah.
So you just watch one of his shows. You find him very attractive. So, but you guys are at the bar, but it's very loud, very packed. You guys are away from each other. Could you show Trev what would the eyes look like?
Probably like... I have to be drunk. I really can't do it. But also, I feel like the guy should be the one looking at the girl.
Okay, how should a guy look at a how should a guy look at a girl?
I don't know how to show you.
So this is not good. Not good.
No, it's like that.
What?
Yeah.
That is working.
just fake laugh. Just I don't.
Give it to me. Yes. We'd be in the bathroom right away.
Oh. Doing what?
Hold on. That's good?
No.
Oh, okay.
But like some form of that, but not so dramatic.
Some smiles, some laughs.
Yeah, just look giving away. Just looking, giving a girl attention, walk over, like, yeah.
Cool.
There you go.
All right.
I think that was great advice. And if it wasn't, it's unnamed. So who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Whomst knows?
Yeah. You know who knows? Whoever's underneath the Denver airport. That's who fucking knows.
Underneath it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you heard the scene about the...
I can't wait for this. Cool. Play the louder.
I think it's a fake clip. I think it's a fake clip. I think it's literally... It feels very clickbaity, but it talks about the underground Starbucks tunnels.
Yeah, I saw it.
That's fake, yeah?
Yeah, it looks very fake.
That's gotta be. Isn't it funny? You can just make so many people believe stuff.
Yeah.
You add like eerie music behind anything. And be like, bro, did you hear about it? We should start that. All right, what's your biggest conspiracy? And then we'll put cooked like, just like music underneath it.
Dude, I saw someone doing that to make money off doing like clips. They go to ChatGPT. They go, what's an eerie story about blank?
Yeah.
And then it fills the whole thing out. You put that in the captions.
No, yeah.
You put that over captions, eerie music, and then you put some fucking Subway Surfer shit and then do 160.
This is literally what that brain rot was earlier.
Yeah.
I get you can caught do that with anything.
What?
I get caught watching those a lot.
Me too.
Those Minecraft and Subway Surfer. Yeah.
Well, it's just the overstimulation.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. You can make money off literally other people's work so easy. Read fucking Harry Potter through the boy went to the whatever that voice was.
Yep.
You could just break down the entire Harry Potter book just page by page with that and Minecraft and then have that on there. What are we doing doing comedy? What the fuck are we doing flying to Toronto?
Why the fuck do we work so fucking hard?
Because that's, there's no passion in that.
Yeah, but you know what's in that? Bags.
Yeah, but what are you going to get rich off fucking Minecraft clips?
Yeah.
You buy your girlfriend a purse. She goes, oh my God, you're the best. But don't thank me. Thank the internet. And you look at the camera and kill yourself.
Yeah, 100%. And then on July 9th, you jump off a Marriott Marquis.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it is just funny. It is funny that like, if there's a video game playing, I will just watch. I was a kid growing up. I never wanted to play video games. I would just watch my friends play video games.
Oh, really? I was the complete opposite. I can't watch
She'd be like, do you want to play? I'd be like, no, I just like watching.
Oh, no. I've never been
Subway Surfing my entire life.
I'm an alpha.
I agree. I don't know why playing the video games makes you alpha, but yeah, we'll go with that.
Just watch someone play.
Oh, cuck.
Yeah.
I wanna
get in there. Get my hands dirty.
Yeah.
Well, is it time, Jack-o'-lantern? Oh, Jack-o'-lantern. What are you gonna be for Halloween, Jack?
It's already passed and I was a Nickelback. I put a nickel on my back.
I'm so mad right now. It's crazy how mad
just
I am.
One single
nickel.
I mean, that's crazy, dude. You know what I was, dude? I put a fucking Sacagawea quarter on my tit. I was Sacagawea. The hell type of Philly bullshit was that? What were you? I forget.
UPS man. I put a box over my package. I was packing.
I love it.
Thanks, man.
It's great.
And you didn't do Tony Soprano. We're really mad about that.
I'm sorry, man. I did a gothic vampire.
Why not Tony Soprano?
Because we were going to some like fucking sexy event and I wanted to look hot.
For who?
Myself.
Good.
Thank you. I've never been like a hot vampire before. It felt good.
Dude, every guy's costume is just like, how can I show off my abs?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm a drink holder from Starbucks and my abs are out.
Yeah.
Every guy's just like,
hey.
Well, I mean, every...
What? You turned on by that?
We're just going to have to blur that. It's so hot.
Thanks. Well, also, guys, may we know, we are recording this before the election. We don't know who the winner is. So if the world's on fire right now, who knows? Who knows?
I hope it is.
I'm literally doing a college show in Florida right now as we speak.
Are you?
I'm going to be in Florida during the election. Ask me what's it, dude, it's going to be like their NFL team just won a Super Bowl. Like it's going to be nuts. If Florida's
mascot wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to hide in a hotel and just, I don't know.
I'm going to be in DC a couple days before the election. It is going to be a fucking shit show.
Clips. Yeah. Who do you think is going to win? Bye bye.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the people who come to our shows are pretty divided.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I don't know in DC though it's going to be divided. We'll see.
Yeah, but the people that live in DC, yeah, but you gotta realize people are driving a couple hours.
Yeah, from like Maryland, Virginia and shit. Yeah.
Maryland.
Dude, Maryland's a hilarious state, dog. Like, if it's, oh, I guess it's just like, it's just like very much
it's
like
crazy
New York
it's its
and
own
Philly.
State.
Yeah. It's crazy that California's its own state. Anyways.
All right. Sock talk. All right. Bobby wanted to show us.
Bobby!
Cultural practice.
Tough?
No.
All right. Fuck.
The dude wanted to show us his cultural practice in Namibia, where a bachelor is seduced by the sisters of his intending bride.
I'm in.
And if he is aroused, the marriage will not go on because they claim that he will cheat on his wife.
Wait, so they bring out the sister.
The sisters.
And
sisters.
The sister does what?
Yeah.
Jerks?
I'll show you. She grinds on.
No.
On the guy. And if he gets hard, the wedding's off.
What?
Bro. I mean, but what a great way to go out.
Her butt is moving with it. Dude, she's that talented.
I mean, she's just wafting her.
And if he gets even, and how do they check if he gets aroused?
I think she could feel it.
Yeah.
You see
oh,
the twerking?
Wow. Well, he's also wearing like the skinniest white jeans possible.
Yeah, I've been wearing fucking Teflon.
Oh my God. Chastity belt on my dick. How long is she on there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess
it's really
until,
a win-win.
Until he comes, honestly. Who, hold on, who's the grandma on top of the mat? Yo!
Who's this guy?
Hold on. Is there a... Oh, wow.
Have you ever been
ridden
that
mouth.
Crazy where they can bounce like that and do the twerkity twerk?
Have I?
Yeah.
I think one time at like a strip club or something, but never that. I mean, that's
that looks awesome.
That's skilled.
He's late to the beat.
What are you thinking about there?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Oh my God.
Baseball. My grandma taking a bath. Just horrendous shit.
Yeah. Dry dirt.
Oh, do you really think you could do that?
If we had to do that, I would just have to make sure that my future wife's sisters are just heinous. Just like disfigured. They look like fucking Dwayne Wade's statue.
What if the bride only has brothers?
Good.
Hilarious. God damn, man. That's
What a custom.
Yeah.
First of all, let me say this. Just because I don't get hard with your sister don't mean I'm not going to cheat. Just to let you know, there's other fucking bitches in this village.
Yeah, they should use more than just your sister.
They got to be the random girl that works at fucking Boost Mobile.
Yeah, they
got
to bring any coworkers you have, any girl that works at your office crush. What are you doing if your girl's got a work husband?
Shooting them. I mean, off top.
Isn't that crazy?
Dead.
Dudes be throwing so much flirting towards a wife just because they work together.
Bro, my girl.
Bringing her flowers and shit.
I know. My girl works at a restaurant and we went there recently and I was scoping it.
Oh, seeing if there's any potential dudes?
Scoping.
Well, yeah, because waiters.
I looked out though.
Really?
I looked out.
On that there shift.
Are, correct. But I came back the next day and looked through the bushes. No. But I would say one. It's either women or men who don't like women. I'm in.
Those are the ones you got to watch out for.
You think?
Yeah. Because they're like, whoa, I don't like chicks. I don't like chicks. All your bras undone. Kiss, kiss on the neck. What time's your 5-minute break?
I don't know.
Dude, it's terrifying because, and I don't want to put this in your head because this is not what's going to happen. You guys love each other tremendously and I can't wait for your marriage and your whole family to flourish from this.
Thank you, man. I can't wait for you to go to my wedding.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be so fucking
You're
going to
be literally, you're going to be the pastor. You're going to be the guy cooking. You're going to be the guy seating
people.
Yeah,
knowing me.
Yeah, knowing you, you're going to be like, I'm not paying for any of this.
None of it. We're going to have Taco Bell.
Yes.
Yeah.
But even then, you'll be like, I'll make it. What am I trying to say here?
I'm getting 5 girls to twerk on you at your wedding. See if you get hard.
And not at even 5 wedding? Girls. I'm going to a Spencer's Gifts and saying, round them up, come with me.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Can't
Spencer's, Hot Topic, Victoria's Secret, and then we're stopping by a pet store.
Oh, yeah. You give me the right fucking white rat?
A Gex bitch.
I'm coming. Oh, fucking gecko.
What scares me about restaurants is restaurant community is so...
I know.
Like, it's like their own reality TV show. Like, they're like, they hang out together. Obviously, a lot of workplaces hang out together, but like, they drink together. They're always together. It's in like, they're like drinking. They're doing shots in the back. There's always a hot Australian guy who's there. And like, I don't know if this is helping at all. I don't know what I was going
to
say.
No, I mean, I have to call my girlfriend right now. No.
Well, she's not going to answer.
She won't.
Her name London's going to answer.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah. She's going to didgeridoo slammed up her fucking cootie. what I was going to say is I worked in restaurants my whole life. I know how it works.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
I know how it works. I'm very
sexual tension must be crazy in there.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah. Hooking up in the fucking walk-in, trying to come before it gets too cold.
Yeah. I've never once been like, we should hook up before I do a set.
No.
I had a girl kiss me one time before a set, and I was like, get off me.
Oh, yeah. Can't be fucking 25% hard, but I'm trying to do tags.
Right, but, well, true.
Yeah, dude, but I mean, dude, hooking up with someone at work is so fucking hot. Fuck.
Especially like a bar, it's dimly lit.
Oh, dude, you're thinking, yeah, but yeah, you're like,
weird, there's
like
weird flirts.
Drunk or whatever.
Where she's like trying to get behind you. She's like, get out of the way. And you're like,
dude, the first place I ever bartended, dude, they I can't even describe like what we used to wear. It looked like kind of like monk attire.
What the hell?
I can't. I think we brought it up on this podcast before, but you want to bring it up, Jack?
What
just
like
happened?
Jared Leto's?
Spice Market, New York City, server,
4K
outfits
up.
Or whatever. I think you could find it probably. It was at the time, a very popular restaurant. Anyways, but they would like be wearing like very scantily clad shit. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Really?
That.
Oh, wow.
Like that.
And you love some back.
I know, bro.
And if there's somebody, dude, that guy is trying so hard not to look. Oh, man, that's crazy. So we even have
Bring
a waiter?
Do yeah,
we
get a dude yeah. We even have a waiter?
Dude, that's hot.
Is there another one?
What did you wear? The same thing? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's that, bro.
It's all with the back's turned.
Bro, like, you're Mikey fucking blow the back out Blaustein.
I know. I mean, there were some clavicles that needed to get bit.
That was the inside of it? That's a cool place.
It was really
it's
sick.
It's not there anymore,
working.
Or it is?
Nah, they fucking RIP'd it. I can't believe they're not showing what the guys used to wear.
Guy. Oil.
I mean, dude, just imagine that sort of feel, but the back closed. I mean, that was pretty much what it was. Yeah. But, dude, we were fucking so young and stupid. I would literally get a size smaller so it showed off my muscles
the thing. Are you kidding me? Dude, I used to wear shirts that made my gut fucking ride out, but my arms look good in it.
So funny.
All that mattered.
Anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, hooking up at restaurants is super hot, but it is funny. When I went with my girl to scope it out, there was like 9%. When I say 9, I mean about 53% scoping around to see what's happening. Literally just all girls and dudes who don't like girls. But yeah, there could be one in the mix, two in the mix that I'm just unaware of.
Yeah.
The bus boys.
Women.
There are no bus boys.
Too. No bus boys. What the hell? Where do the plates go?
Dude, they literally do it all. They work as like a team. It's a very unique restaurant, but they work as like a team. And so everybody helps everyone sort of bus and run food at the same time and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, because keep going. Man, you look real stressed getting all those tables.
Who's doing that?
A girl to a girl.
Oh, hell yeah. Now I'm in.
You look really stressed. Insert name. You look really stressed. Yeah.
Tamika.
And your boyfriend, he's always gone, isn't he?
I am always gone.
He's telling his little jokes. God, you're so tense. Little jokes is mean. Are you there?
What?
Why are you talking?
I'm watching the video.
Sir, do you have a table with us tonight?
What?
Do you have a table with us tonight?
Yes.
Ma'am, do you know him? Oh, that's your boyfriend? Sorry. Hi.
Why did your finger smell like my girlfriend's cootie? Answer me.
So what was the name under?
Gun. All right, let's keep going.
All right, secret sock. Do you think you can riz a cam girl into an IRL meetup?
Yes.
Yeah, but not in the chat.
I think that's what he's asking, in the chat.
Oh, in the chat? No. One-on-one, though. No. If I paid a little extra, got a one-on-one, I think I could.
Yeah, what are you saying to catch the attention?
Just a bunch of money signs. And then when I get in the solo room, I don't even know if that's a possibility, but when I get in the solo room, then I think I could riz her up a little bit. But the only way I could maybe a bunch of dollar signs, or I know where you live. I know where you live. Just a bunch of times. Yeah.
I don't think that would get you in a solo room with her.
You don't think so?
I think
you're like, I know where your kids go to school.
She goes, I didn't have kids? ?
You have kids. I'm your kid. Oh, that's a good one. I'm your long-lost kid. Yeah. Or I have your mom in a basement, just keep typing that over and over and over. Just anything to get her attention. They'd be like, I'm just joking, I'm doing riffs. Anyways,
yeah, your
but tits
she's
look
like
good.
Pleasuring herself. She's like, oh my God, thank you so much, Mike B. Thank you so much. Yeah, kids in the basement. Yeah, come in me.
Oh, you're right.
Kids in the basement. Euphemism.
Oh.
S-E-G-G-S. Kids in a basement. Basement being butthole.
Kids in the basement. Allow me to placement my cootie in it.
Whoa. Are you Jay-Z?
I am Jay-Z.
Dude, big fan.
And the Rockets.
Man, that's
what are you doing? What are you doing to get a solo room? So you get a give her some love.
Maybe typing yacht a bunch of times. Yacht, 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 yacht.
You think so? Oh, yacht. I thought you meant the actual. Okay.
No,
Y
A C H T.
Yeah. I think that's right.
Yacht.
Yeah, do you want to go on my yacht?
Just not even question. Yacht.
That's
like
good.
A seagull.
Milan.
Yeah. Caesar Milan.
Caesar Milan. I got it.
Caesar salads are the best fucking salads in the goddamn
world.
Dude,
nothing can compare.
What age do you turn into that person where you're like, man, fuck salads. Then you're like, dude, a Chinese chicken Caesar.
30.
Oh, I love a salad.
Dude, a salad will fuck me in the ass.
Caesar
Toss
salad.
My shit. Dude, a Caesar salad with like the right amount of Parmesan and then a little bit of fucking grilled chicken.
And there's so many leaves. There's so many new lettuce leaves.
Guys, that's it. Thank you so much for being part of this freaking podcast. We did it again. One more installment of the Cumboy Stiff Socks podcast. See us live on tour freaking December. Go check out dates. We love you guys so much. Trevor's doing independent. I'm doing independent dates. Go watch my special. We love you guys. That is it. Big old dick.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.